This item is a diary written by Simon Mayer, a Confederate Jewish soldier who fought in the 10th Mississippi Regiment in Braxton Bragg's army during the war between the states. This diary chronicles events from 1862 and 1863 while Mayer and his unit served in Tennessee and Kentucky. Mayer relates events of both personal and national significance. In his diary, we find mundane observations about the weather and the progress of thawing snow, along with mention of the Battle of Gettysburg, the fall of Vicksburg, and the death of Stonewall Jackson. Mayer did not witness any of these occurrences, but records learning of them and provides his reactions to the events. His language is at times gilded, as when describing the death of fallen comrades, yet when he mentions reports of a battle at Gettysburg, an event of pivotal strategic import, his discussion is charmingly unassuming and ultimately optimistic. He seems unaware of the devastation to the Southern cause affected by this battle. His inexplicable optimism is even clearer as he discusses the surrender of Vicksburg to Union forces at the same time. Mayer's diary is interesting for several reasons. First, although he's Jewish by ancestry, we find no mention of this fact in the document. His discussion on two occasions of attendance at a church service implies that he has, at least nominally, accepted the Christian faith. He mentions Christmas and drinking eggnog, but not Hanukkah. Mayer's brief discussions of church attendance, combined with his undeniable devotion to the Southern cause, combined to present a picture of a Jewish man completely assimilated into his American surroundings. If Mayer views himself as in any way distinct from the Gentile, culturally Christian world around him, this finds not the slightest expression in his diary. A further item of interest is yielded in a passing comment near the end of Mayer's diary, when he discusses the anti-draft riots occurring in northern cities. In particular, he mentions Springfield, Massachusetts, Hartford, Connecticut, and New York. As important as these events were, what seems particularly noteworthy is what Mayer writes shortly thereafter. Obviously pleased with the developments in the North, he expresses his hope that the resistance movement, and I quote, may gain strength and the whole North be thrown into one grand vortex of civil strife, that they too may know the horrors of a civil war, end quote. His terminology on this point is worth considering. The whole legal basis for the secession of the Southern states was the notion that the Constitution was ratified by independent sovereign states, and that these same parties which ratified the Constitution could just as easily and legitimately revoke their subscription to the National Union and leave that Union to govern themselves as they saw fit. If this is indeed true, then the conflict which embroiled the states from 1861 to 1865 was not truly a civil war, but, as many Southerners saw it, a war of invasion carried out by the United States against the Confederacy. Mayer's comment reveals that he saw secession not as an entirely accomplished fact, but rather as a work in progress. Not to make too much of Mayer's passing comment, it is nevertheless fascinating to see so dedicated a secessionist deny, tacitly and seemingly unwittingly, that secession had in fact occurred. Finally, Mayer sheds light on the nature of the conflict at hand and provides his own explanations for the fighting. To him, the question of slavery and abolition seems much more important than any constitutional debates about the rights of the several states. Of the fighting at Vicksburg, Mayer writes, Pemberton uses hand grenades against the abolition forces. The Federal Army is not here turned Union forces, the army which seeks to prevent a breakup of the Federal Union, but rather abolition forces, as if the chief aim of the Northern Army were to effect the freedom of Southern slaves. Describing his unit's travels through Tennessee in and near the Cumberland Mountains, he writes, I will here remark that all along the route the peculiar institution was rather scarce and fully explained the cause of the people's lukewarmness since the announcement of the abolition policy of the Lincoln despotism. Mayer seems to feel that, since Southerners in that region owned few slaves, they were not particularly stirred by Lincoln's abolitionist goals. Underlying this is the assumption that slavery and the efforts to end it were major factors not only in precipitating the war, but even in encouraging Southerners to fight. Mayer's diary is a brief but intriguing personal account of a portion of the war between the states. Mayer mentions his experiences, but is careful also to record important events which occurred outside his theater. While its application to the study of Southern Jewish history is limited, his testimony is useful in relating how at least some Southerners viewed the nature of the war and certain pivotal events within it.